You're listening to the LMM Half Hour Show here on Radio Kidnappers. That was Tonight by Felix Cartel. Here we are for my favourite section of the week, Joke of the Week. We've got our new host, co-host George Meredith. He's the host with the most, a man with a plan, and like all of us, his main aim is to entertain. And here he is with his Joke of the Week. Here you go, George.
Alrighty ho ho. Right, so this is a joke about Sherlock Holmes and Mr. Watson. After a good dinner and a bottle of wine, they retire for the night in their tent while camping. Some hours later, Holmes wakes up and nudges his faithful friend. Watson, look up at the sky and tell me what you see. I see millions of stars, Holmes, replies Watson. And what did you deduce from that? Watson ponders for a minute. Well, astronomically, it tells me that there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets. Astrologically, I see Leo. Horologically, I deduce that the time is approximately 3:15. Meteorologically, I suspect that we will have a beautiful day tomorrow. Theologically, I can see that God is all-powerful and that we are a small, insignificant part of the universe. What does it tell you, Holmes? Holmes is silent for a moment. Watson, you're an idiot, he says. It means someone has stolen our tent.
All right, thanks for that, George. All right, we've got my joke of the week now. So, little Johnny was feeling rather unwell in church, and his mother said to him, "Oh, you need to go outside. You can't do anything in here." So Johnny's like, "All right." And she's like, "Go to the nearest bathroom. You know where it is, down the road, around the corner." So sure enough, little Johnny runs out. He is the sickest boy ever. And so he comes back 5 minutes later, and his mother goes, "Well, that was quick. Didn't you make it?" And he goes, "There was no need. I saw a box that said for the sick, and so I used it." That was Joke of the Week, and George is here to introduce our next song.
All right, guys. Luke, you are hilarious as always. Our next song is a song by a very close band of mine. Luke and I both love them. It's Skillet and it's Monster.
The secret side of me, I never let you see. I keep it caged, but I can't control it. So stay away from me, the beast is ugly. I feel the rage and I just can't hold it. It's scratching on the walls, in the closet, in the halls. It comes awake and I can't control it. Hiding under the bed, in my body, in my head. Why won't somebody come and save me from this? Make it in.
Alright, now we have our alphabet game, which is always fun. The way this works is we got to progress our way well through the alphabet. So we have a theme, and today's theme is holidays, and each sentence has to start with a particular letter of the alphabet. My sentence is going to start with A, and then the first letter of the first word of George's sentence has to start with B, then C, then D, then E. You know the alphabet. Well, I hope you would. Alright, so this is going to be the game, starting now. At summertime, holiday prices tend to rise.
Britain is an amazing country. I really, really do love Britain.
Cost-wise, converting money can be very expensive.
Danish people are often very beautiful, hence the blue hair and blonde eyes, all the other way around.
Even their cousins in Holland.
France is another beautiful country, the country of love, Paris, paintings.
Germany is a great place to go.
Holland is an incredibly fun country.
I know, right?
James, my friend James, enjoys going to France. He is a lovely man, drinking wine and getting surprisingly trashed on cheap red.
Kids are always have the cheapest of air flights because they're not as old and big, I imagine.
Lines in business class are a lot shorter than economy class.
Most of the time.
Not so much on Singapore Air.
Otherwise you have to wait a long time.
Th-
I think that's quick. Alright, good
looks
for
like
George.
A Luca Lift Plus.
Alright, we'll edit that gap out just so George feels better about himself. But I think I just won that. Thanks for that, George. I think you've got a song for us.
This is Just the Way You Are, the Skrillex remix of Bruno Mars. You're listening to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, broadcasting on 1431 AM and 104.7 FM.
You're listening to Rise Above This by Seether. Here you go.
You though. myself before it gets me.
I'll mend myself before it gets me.
I'll mend myself before it gets me.
Alright, we're just testing out a new segment here this week. It's called Quote of the Week. You know, there's always those touching quotes that you need to know. They're always, I know, just a bit of inspiration just to keep you going. George has a quote for you, and here he is now.
Alright guys, one of my personal favourite of quotes is, I refuse to walk carefully through life, only to arrive safely at death.
Gives us a lot to ponder. This particular quote is rather touching to me because I have a lot of friends that are doubting themselves. I don't know if you heard about a certain St. John's boy, but we won't go there. He was a close mate of mine. This is a rather touching quote by Dr. Seuss. Today you are you that is truer than true. There is no one alive that is youer than you. Thank you very much for listening to the LMM Half Hour Show. Enjoy the rest of your week. We're just going to leave you with a song called R.I.P. It's the Gregor Salto remix.
Come closer. she's a